You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Foundation's podcast. My name is James and I'm part of the team here at STC. We're reading through the book of Matthew this term and we're continuing to come to the closing chapters of this book. Today we're looking at the passage of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and his eventual arrest, Matthew 26, verses 36 to 56. And you'll find all the verses on the website to read through. Today, though, I'll be focusing on Jesus' time in the garden, just before his arrest. Yesterday, we looked at the famous passage of the Last Supper, and if you've not read that story before, you might have seen the picture by Da Vinci, Jesus depicted on a large table, he's sitting in the middle with his friends sharing a meal. And then similarly, there's a lot of art out there depicting this scene in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's very dramatic. If you're anywhere near a search engine, I'd recommend doing the search. It really is a story where you feel the emotion of the scenes. It's quite useful to see it and take it in. And Jesus here is anticipating his betrayal, arrest, and crucifixion. Yet he sticks to his usual rhythm of prayer, retreating away. And throughout the book of Matthew, time and time again, we see that rhythm in action where Jesus engages with the public space and then actively searches out times of quiet where he would pray, ready for what comes next. And just a short thought on this, I heard a great idea through an Advent reflection through the 24/7 prayer movement. The guy doing the video talked about the need for everyone to have that regular rhythm and space to meet with God. For him, it is his chair in the morning over a coffee. He dedicates time in a chair to spend with Jesus, to sort of still himself, to make time for God and become aware of his presence. Then he gets up and he carries on with his day. And what he's noticed over the years is his chair moments have grown him significantly as a follower of Jesus. And when he's looking to meet God in prayer anywhere really later in the day, he takes himself back to that place where he does it regularly, that consistent place, and he becomes mindful of God again. He notices his breathing and it helps him to connect with God. And that idea really impacted me. What is our regular rhythm? What's the equivalent in our lives of a chair and a coffee? That place we go back to time and time again that helps us to connect with God. So here in this story, that's what Jesus is looking to do, prioritise time and a connection with God in prayer. And Peter, James and John, some of the disciples, are with him. And as much as Jesus was the Son of God with all the access and resources of heaven that that identity brings, he was also the Son of Man and fully human. And here in the Bible passages today, we get a raw glimpse of that humanity. I'm going to read now verse 37. He, that is Jesus, took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." We go on to read in the next few verses that Jesus looks to his friends for some comfort and they're asleep. And then finally in verse 56 of our Bible passage today, after Jesus gets arrested, we read that all the disciples left him and fled. Crazy scenes. A deep sadness loomed over Jesus that final night before his arrest. Not only because he was soon to be sort of given over to his enemies, but also because of the failure of his own friends to keep watch in his time of need, to pray with him. On that night, weariness and weakness got the better of Peter, James and John. And we need to learn these rhythms, these Jesus rhythms really, of work and prayer, of rest and working, so that we can play our parts effectively in the kingdom and not get caught off guard like the disciples were that night. This small section is packed with drama. I don't know if you've ever been in a mindset like Jesus had in that Garden of Gethsemane. I don't know what the most appropriate word for that mindset might be. Probably They use the word overwhelmed. That seems most appropriate. But it's in those moments that all we really have left is prayer. And if you're struggling to relate to it, don't worry. The important thing to remember today is that we have a God who knows what those moments are like. And we'll finish with this. Often when we are found in our darkest hour, when we're in the pit, and we pray those escape prayers, God, get me out of this situation, it's almost impossible on our own to see in those moments what is going on and pray as Jesus prayed, your will be done. It's often when friends come and stand with us, just where we are, and pray with us that we can begin to get glimpses of God moving. And we might just find ourselves praying those words that Jesus spoke in verse 39 and 42. Father, your will be done. Let's pray together that we can be that kind of friend or find encouragement through this podcast if it's needed. That even these darkest moments we find ourselves in, they can be turned into glory as we'll see over the next few days and into next week. Let's pray together. God, thank you that even when things look in the darkest, we can trust that you will never leave us. Thank you for placing people in our lives who can point out where you're moving, people to stand with us. Help us to be a good friend today to people we know. Amen. Matthew 26, verses 36 to 56. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and he prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you might not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for the second time, he went away and he prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass until I drink it, your will be done." And again, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and he prayed for a third time, saying the same words again. And then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." While he was still sleeping, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I will kiss is the man, seize him." And he came up to Jesus and at once said, "Greetings, Rabbi." And he kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you have come to do." Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching and you did not seize me, but all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left and fled.
Song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. everyone who could ever say. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.